Hi, I'm John Hilliard, assistant editor with SearchDataBackup.com. I'm here speaking with Rachel Dines, an analyst with Forrester Research, about how to back up a remote site to a central data center. How's it going today, Rachel?
Oh, not too bad. How about you?
Good, thank you. Let's just get right to it. Just starting off with, what are the challenges associated with backing up remote site data to a centralized data center?
Yeah, there are several challenges with this. I mean, first of all, you have to figure out how you're going to transport the data. And traditionally, a lot of companies have been shipping tapes. There's several issues with tape. I'm not going to bash tape too much, but there's a lot of issues with shipping tapes. I mean, one is you have to worry about getting those tapes getting lost. But in addition, that means that you have to have tape libraries and tape drives at your remote sites and have to have someone who knows how to load them up and get the backups done before you ship the tapes. So on top of that, I find that a lot of remote sites don't necessarily have a lot of folks with good IT skills. There might not be anyone with IT technical knowledge at the site who can help with the backups, whether it's to disk or tape. Trying to get some kind of solution that's as hands-off as possible is really important. But I would actually argue that backing up remote sites is easy compared to trying to restore data to remote sites. The backups can be done, and I think we'll probably go through a few different of the methods that I see people using, but restores are really the tricky part. And, what's the point of backups if they're not for restores, right?
Right. Well, can you just talk a little bit about that? I mean, is the restore something that can be resolved at all, or is that something that is its own set of problems aside from the backup process?
Yeah, there's definitely ways to work around the restores. I mean, the thing is that a lot of the advanced methods for doing remote office backups, if you're not keeping a local copy of the backup at the data center, what happens when you try and do a restore is all of a sudden you have to be pushing a lot of data over what is usually a not a very thick pipe, and restores can take a long time. So, for data sets where you aren't, for offices where you aren't keeping the backups locally, I see people doing things like, burning quick media and shipping it, so burning a DVD and shipping the data that way, or, putting it on removable media of some other type. It's not the most elegant solution, but in a pinch, if you're not storing backups locally, that is one of the workarounds you can use for restores.
One of the terms I've heard involving this kind of backup is called incremental forever backup. Can you tell me a little bit about what that is and how does that fit into this overall backing up a remote site?
Sure. So incremental backup is actually a concept that's been incremental forever backup. It's a concept that's been around for a while now. Essentially, what it does is the first backup that you take is a full backup, but after that, you never take another full backup again. Every backup from then on is incremental, so only change blocks will be backed up. And what the backup software will have to do then is take those backups and turn them into what we sometimes call a synthetic full backup. So any of the incremental backups are still a fully recoverable point in time, but they have to be synthetically put together by the backup software to create a full backup. The main benefit of this is you're backing up a lot less data. There's less data being sent over the wire. So this is definitely a technique that I see people using for remote branch offices. If you're going to be trying to do backups over the WAN and not have any kind of local media backing up that you're backing up to at your branch office, you can definitely use incremental forever to reduce the amount of WAN traffic. But remember, for the restore, when you're trying to pull everything back at once, that's when it gets a little bit tricky, like I was talking about before.
I think, like you said earlier on, that the amount of data you're trying to push through the pipe, either for a restore or backup, for the at least initial backup, sounds like a challenge. Is that one of the primary issues here? Is just the amount of data you're trying to cram to another location to for backup purposes? Is that really the primary issue, or are there other challenges involved as well?
I mean, to me, when you're backing up over the WAN, that is the primary issue usually is bandwidth. I mean, I think you definitely don't want to ignore the secondary issues of staffing, and then also thinking about things like security. I mean, you need to have that data be encrypted. But the number one challenge for remote site backup, if you're backing up over the WAN, is definitely bandwidth. And you're right, that initial backup even with incremental forevers, that initial backup can be painful. But then after that, every other backup should be very quick. And I see people, in order to make that initial backup a little bit easier to deal with, they will seed or do something similar to a quick ship to make that initial backup actually be local and then have all the incrementals be over the WAN remotely.
Now, does source-based dedupe help at all with this?
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's one of the main technologies I see people using to make remote backup easier. So, you know, instead of or in conjunction with incremental forever backups, they use deduplication at the source side, which means that deduplication is a pretty common concept, the idea of only storing single instances of blocks and in its place putting pointers to the original copies, so you don't have to store multiple copies. Source-side deduplication does this actually at the backup agent. So there is some amount of overhead, not a huge amount, on whatever application you're backing up. But the major benefit you get is that the amount of WAN bandwidth and traffic that you're sending is much, much smaller. So, incremental forever is a good tool, but I'd say source-side deduplication is much more powerful for WAN backups.
Okay, we've talked about incremental forever backup. We talked about source-based dedupe. What other technologies are there out there for this kind of thing that would be useful?
The main other one that comes to mind would be some kind of WAN optimization. And, I think people think about WAN optimization technologies as big honking appliances they have to put out there, but there are a lot of virtual editions and more lighter weight branch office solutions out there that I do see people using quite a bit in conjunction with remote backup. I mean, another option, this may be a little bit out there, but to not back up at all, and instead to do some kind of replication to bring that data from your branches back to your main office. So, a lot of times something lightweight like a server-based replication could be used. That's a little bit more of a radical approach, but definitely a possibility to consider. Once you replicate everything back to your branch, your data center from the branch, you can back it up there. And then the last one is, of course, cloud, because cloud's the answer for everything, right?
That's what I've heard.
So, yeah, I do actually think that going to the cloud, some kind of backup as a service or cloud-based backup, can be a good solution for remote offices. Instead of having to send it all the way back to your data center, I'm seeing more and more companies looking at sending it to the cloud. Path of least resistance, right? I mean, it does make sense in certain cases, I think.
All right. Rachel Dines, analyst with Forrester Research in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Thank you again.
Thank you.
All right. And again, for the latest on backup related issues and news, check out our website, searchdatabackup.com. I'm John Hilliard, and thank you for listening.